Consulting firm McAleese & Associates has issued a report outlining the components of a potential $740 billion annual defense policy bill approved by the House Armed Services Committee. Jim McAleese, founder of McAleese & Associates and a three-time WASH 100 winner, reported that the full House panel voted 57-2 Thursday, September 2, to pass the Fiscal Year 2022 National Defense Authorization Act, which he said includes funding increases for Air Force and Navy aircraft programs, Navy ships and Army W&TCV ground combat vehicles, among others. The measure proposes $136.3 billion for DoD's procurement efforts, $249.2 billion for operations and maintenance, $166.8 billion for military personnel, $112.8 billion for RDT&E, $9 billion for military construction, $1.5 billion for family housing and $6.5 billion for general transfer authority. McAleese noted that the NDAA includes $11.4 billion for the U.S. Space Force's RDT&E account and that majority of the services program are fully funded, including Navistar GPS, EO, IR weather systems, space situation awareness systems, evolved strategic SATCOM, protected tactical service, GPS-3 follow-on, next-generation OPIR and GPSOCX programs. According to the report, HASC adopted in a 42-17 vote an amendment that would increase the Pentagon's authorized FY 2022 funding by approximately 5%. Representative Mike Rogers, RALA, the House panel's ranking member, introduced the amendment that reflects an increase of $36 billion from the FY 2021 enacted level of $704 billion.